The cost of childcare continues to go through the roof, without a doubt. And I know employers are trying to help a little bit, but they're falling a bit short. Megan Lenhart joins us now. She's a writer at Fortune. Megan, thanks for hopping on the line with us.
Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, and Megan, when I teed up that we were going to be talking about this, we got a text from someone saying that caregivers deserve better pay. They have children in their hands. We teach them the basics. Not that all parents have options, but she says that some parents don't want to pay as much more. And I guess that's really the crux of what we have here, right? Because a lot of child care workers, yeah, right, it's a tough job. It's a hard job, but those costs, like everything else, are going up. It's hard for parents.
It is. It's really quite a squeeze on both ends of the equation. For providers, you have a huge cost increase over the past year. I mean, think about it. You've got more cleaning supplies these days. You've got higher wages that you need to pay your staff, you know, because, of course, you're competing with places like Target and even McDonald's for these workers. And then on the parent side of things, there's only so much room in the budget for childcare. And quite frankly, that budget is getting squeezed dramatically right now because of inflation.
Right. And when we see labor shortages, I know that one of the arguments that a lot of Democrats have been making with Build Back Better to try and subsidize some of the child care was that, look, if we can subsidize it or cap how much you pay for child care, we're going to get more people into the workforce. I know that's easier said than done. Obviously, some people don't think that the country has the money for it, not to get into the political debate. But I think that that's a fair point, that if child care was at least a little bit more affordable, you might have more people enter the market.
You would. And I think it's one of those situations where we've heard a lot over the past 2 years during the course of the pandemic that childcare is an economic issue. And that is something that I think has been really hammered home, considering the fact that we have hundreds of thousands of workers out in the market right now who are actually sitting on the sidelines because they can't get childcare. So, you know, working parents, both men and women, but of course, women are a little bit affected more by this. And employers are having a huge hard time right now trying to fill these open slots. The last report had something about 11 million open positions. We really do need a lot more folks coming back into the workforce and really taking up these positions and getting us back into this economic recovery that we're continuing to see. Of course, on the flip side, you do have a lot of families paying so much money every year for childcare. I mean, you know, the average right now is almost as much as you would pay for college at this point in some states and some cities. And so you really have a huge trouble. You have a huge problem for parents who are sitting there and saying, well, I could go and get a job, but I'm going to pay just as much in childcare. So really, what's the point? I may as well just stay home with my kid.
And a lot of providers have closed, right, because they can't either compete with those prices to pay their workers who are going to do that, or just they've moved into different places, or, you know, there's a lot of different COVID. I mean, we've just had a lot of these providers close down their operations.
I think what really needs to be made clear is that we had a child care crisis even before the pandemic. There were so many reports saying that we had child care deserts throughout the U.S. And of course, in major cities, it, you know, may not feel that way. But certainly once you start pulling out of that urban center, you run into the problem where you just don't have a lot of options. And so parents sometimes have to pay more or they have to drive a half hour out of their way to get to the child care provider that they need. And so the pandemic came along. We had all those lockdowns. Some providers didn't come back from that. They permanently shut down. I think Child Care Aware has estimated that it was something like 16,000 child care providers permanently closed during the pandemic. 16,000, that's not anything to sneeze at.
It's certainly not, and it means lost earnings for a lot of people. We'll get into that in just a moment, Megan. Let's put Megan on hold. Thank you so much from Fortune. We'll continue our conversation after we take a look at traffic and weather with David Jennings.
On the Edens inbound, it is 38 minutes from Lake Hook to Montrose. Kennedy, 61 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. You're going to be stop and go for most of that. The inbound express lanes are closed. Outbound Kennedy downtown to the airport is 43 minutes. Inbound Inbound Ike, 390 to the post office, 48 minutes. It is 50 minutes if you are heading in the other direction. Stevenson, inbound between County Line Road and Central Avenue. You got stop-and-go traffic, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive is 39 minutes. 33 minutes heading out the other way. Dan Ryan, it is 17 minutes from 95th Street into the Burn Interchange. And Lakeshore Drive northbound, Monroe to Hollywood, will take you 14 minutes. And you're going to be dragging between Wacker and Chicago, pretty much the norm. The forecast from the PermaSeal Weather Center. High wind warning through another 10 minutes or so. Wind gusts continue 45 to 65 miles an hour. It'll eat.
There are a million reasons to go beyond the numbers with your finances. Done right, your financial strategy should lighten your step so you can lift others. And Thrivent helps their clients make the most of all they've been given through financial advice, insurance, investments, banking, and generosity. Thrivent is committed to helping people build their financial futures and live more generous lives. See how your money can do more at Thrivent.com. Thrivent is the marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent.com/disclosures. Continuing our conversation with Megan Lundhart from Fortune about child care costs going up and what employers want to do. Megan, we had a text from a listener, and I appreciate all the feedback about, and the texter says, parents have to sacrifice for their children and give up the brand new car, weekend getaways, extra coffee, eating out. Many of us sending our kids to parochial schools. Sure, I have debt, but it was for my kids. And, you know, there's a sacrifice that needs to be done for kids, and I appreciate the feedback. But Megan, I think we're talking about a lot of, and maybe that's the case for some people, we're talking about a lot of working class people that are already pinching pennies even before these child care costs went through the roof, right?
Exactly. I mean, I won't discount the fact that many, many families across the income spectrum are feeling the pinch when it comes to child care. And certainly many have come back from this pandemic and had to pay higher costs now on the back end of all of this. But certainly it's the, you know, sort of middle and lower income families that are really struggling right now with these child care costs. And quite frankly, a lot of times it comes down to, do you send the kid to child care or do you stay home and step away from the job market?
Yeah, those are tough choices to make. How much is lost in revenue in this country because people have to stay on the sidelines due to child care?
So it depends on the estimate and where you're getting the data from, but a figure that usually gets thrown out a lot is about $57 billion annually, and that's from lost revenue, lost productivity, lost profits. Of course, that's on the business side of things. For parents, they can cost them about $13 billion a year since the pandemic started of lost earnings and sort of direct cost calculations on that.
Wow. I know companies are trying to compete to keep their laborers because they know what the market is right now out there. So childcare can be part of an attractive package that they offer. Are employers stepping up to the bat?
It's interesting because we have seen a little bit of movement on this spectrum here where we're seeing employers start to really give these benefits. Certainly during the pandemic, we saw a lot of employers roll out caregiver days. They certainly sat there and had added a lot of backup care. And now that we're seeing folks getting back into the workplace, we're actually seeing employers say, well, an on-care child care center would be a really great opportunity to kind of lure those work-from-home parents back to work in the office at least a couple days a week. And so we talked to Bright Horizons, and so they have a network of these facilities across the country. And they said they're actually seeing quite a big uptick in interest from employers and even some of those like non-traditional employers. Usually you see the Silicon Valley
right
type employers offering these benefits, but they're actually seeing manufacturing and even distribution centers really cottoning onto this idea.
How many companies do offer that, though, right? Like, I mean, it's great to hear that a lot of them are, but do we have any sense of exactly how many employers do offer something?
So it was interesting because we actually teamed up with the Harris Poll earlier this year, and we were asking workers how many actually had access to some kind of child care assistance, and only about 10% of workers said they did. 7% said that they actually had their employers offer this kind of benefit in the last 6 months. Now, other surveys have said that this is a little bit more widespread when they've actually talked to the employers themselves. you have to remember, sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect with workers and benefits because we don't always read everything in our benefits package.
100%.
If it doesn't pertain to us.
Right. That's a fair point. Right, yeah, because I imagine the poll is polling all workers, and maybe if they don't have kids, they don't even look at that. That makes sense there. I guess what's the bottom line here? I mean, I know a lot of people might say, hey, this is the marketplace. It will work itself out. It is a real crazy economy right now with certainly a lot of ups and downs in different places. But as you said, this was a pre-pandemic problem that has just now kind of been, the wound has been opened greater now.
Exactly. It's certainly been exacerbated. It's interesting because during the pandemic, Congress did actually approve a couple tens of billions of dollars for the childcare sector as emergency funding. And what we've actually seen, according to a couple surveys of industry participants, that came in the form of grants that actually enabled a lot of these childcare providers to stay open. So there is something a little bit of a test subject, if you will, going out on right now on whether or not some sort of federal funding might actually help this industry and certainly subsidize some of these costs for working families. We do have a legislation, of course, that we've had a lot of conversations around, Build Back Better. We've had additional bills being, you know, produced by different members of Congress. But right now, those don't seem to be going anywhere. So
right.
At the moment, a lot of it just really depends on parents and being able to find the opportunities for their kids that they can. Of course, there are lots of organizations out there that can help you if you are struggling with this. Certainly, Child Care Aware has a number of programs that can help you find child care providers in your area. There is also a ton of parent groups out there. And so I do think that, you know, for parents that are sitting there and facing these really tough choices, reach out, see what opportunities are available, what services you might be able to take advantage of, because, you know, you never know. You might actually qualify, and that can be a real benefit for you and your family.
Right. And before I let you go, the 217 also texted in a really great point. I'm a single mom. I have a teenager with special needs. There's not a lot of care out there for him. I got to go back to the office in a few weeks. I can't find anyone to help. And no one talks about this population. It's very difficult for us. That's a great point, Megan. There's a lot of families out there that need a little extra care in certain situations, and that's just got to be even more difficult on top of that.
It's absolutely true. I remember talking with so many parents of special needs kids throughout this pandemic, and not only were they facing issues about finding after-school care, child care, but also their school programs. Remember, tons of schools shut down or went to those hybrid models. It was really, really hard for special needs kids and their parents to find and get the necessary services that they really needed. So
100%.
Not only are they having issues on the childcare front, but, you know, in the school systems as well.
Megan Lenhart for Fortune, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Take care.